The Lebanese mourners have held a funeral ceremony in Beirut for top Hezbollah commander Mustafa Badreddin, who was recently killed in Syria. Addressing the crowd, Hezbollah Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasem said Badreddin's death has further determined the resistance movement to fight Israel and Takfiris. Badreddin lost his life in an explosion near Damascus Airport. Hezbollah says an investigation is underway to determine the type of the attack. Meanwhile, Hezbollah lawmaker Nawar al-Salehi has blamed the top commander's death on Israel, describing it as an open war. He said the resistance movement will respond in due time. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has offered his condolences to Hezbollah chief Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Max Aiken, who is a radio host and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from London. Thanks very much for joining us. How do you feel about this assassination?
Well, look, it's pretty typical that they would want to take someone like this out, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if Israel's hand is behind this. Israel has been, of course, attempting to provoke the situation in Lebanon for a very long time. It's been, you know, constantly on the borders, niggling things, and it wouldn't surprise me if there was an Israeli hand in this.
And of course, you know, this specific commander of Hezbollah was involved in the fight against the likes of Daesh and other terrorist groups in Syria. For the U.S.-led coalition, which has also, at least in intention, public intention, has said that it is also fighting Daesh, this certainly all strikes one as kind of ironic, that why would a Western ally want to hurt somebody who's fighting Daesh?
Well, when you look at Daesh, you've got to look at where they're getting their funding from. I mean, this is a completely Western-run organization. It has been from the start. The entire so-called Islamic State conflict that we're seeing unfolding across the Middle East is all Western-run. It's financed by Israel, it's financed by the West and by the United States. And of course, we're going to see any attempt at really pushing against Daesh is going to be destabilized and undermined by the West, because they're not about winning this war. They don't want to defeat these terrorists. They're funding them. And it's all about destabilizing the region and balkanizing the area. Now, Israel pretends to be fighting these people, and so does the United States pretend to be fighting these people. We've found weapon caches that have got Israeli fingerprints all over them, you know, blatant Israeli weapons. We've found U.S. weapons. We've found weapons drops being made to these people by the United States and Israel repeatedly. So we're seeing that these people are supporting Daesh. They are not fighting them at all. So if you've got a Hezbollah commander here that is actually making a bit of headway and knocking these rebels off their perch in the area, then of course you're going to find some reason to take this person out. Of course, Israel will do it and say, well, it wasn't us, it just could have been anything. And of course, even send their condolences to Hezbollah for the death of this man. But I would suggest that it is Israel who is behind it, because you really, it's a chess game to these people. And one hand is not telling the other hand what they're doing. This entire ISIS system, this entire whole mess that we're seeing in the Middle East is all funded by the West and funded by Israel. You'll find Israel's hand in just about all of the conflicts in the Middle East, so it's no surprise they would take this man out.
But then what if talk of blowback then, Mr. Egan? Like, for example, Paris, Brussels, the terrorist attacks that we saw there. Certainly many people would say that the West is playing with fire here, isn't it?
Well, the West is playing with fire, has been playing with fire for a very long time, and it's really losing the reins of control. Even with the actions recently of countries such as Saudi Arabia and Israel, in their complete disregard for the wishes of America, they've kind of got America by the coattails at the moment, and they're dragging the country around. The country's made all sorts of deals and bargains with these states, and now it's kind of got itself boxed into a corner and can't really get any way out of it. And you're going to see all sorts of blowback, because U.S. foreign policy is not controlled by U.S., it's controlled by Israel, and they don't really care what happens to the United States. They're quite happy to see the country implode as long as it serves Israeli interests.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we do appreciate you taking your time to speak to us. That was Mr. Max Aiken, who is speaking to us live from London.